Happy Thanksgiving, my fellow tax slaves. Yep, Thanksgiving out at the farm. Got a turkey on the grill. Getting ready to put some broccoli casserole on. Got all kinds of running around to do to visit fellow tax slaves all across the county. But I thought I'd pop on here and read you a little quote that I found that Judge Andrew Napolitano had in an article that he put out this morning. And I thought it was important. It was from Edmund S. Morgan, who died in 2013, was born in 1916. And this is what he says about government. Government requires make-believe. Government requires make-believe. Make-believe that the king is divine. Make-believe that he can do no wrong. Or make-believe the voice of the people is the voice of God. Make-believe that the people have a voice. Or make-believe that the representatives of the people are the people. Make-believe that governors are the servants of the people. Make-believe that all men are created equal, or make-believe they are not. That's pretty profound. What I thought was interesting is how, at the beginning, government requires make-believe. In other words, the government requires that they make you believe that they are divine, that they can do no wrong, that they are the voice of the people, and they are God. They make you believe through the government indoctrination centers, where you spend 15,000 hours of your life being indoctrinated into the system. What do? Pledge allegiance, sing the Jose song every morning, 5 days a week. 5 days a week, they teach obedience to the state, to the authority. All the time, they teach that. So, government is make-believe. It's make you believe. And if you believe in it, and it's benevolent and loves you, and we are the government, and that kind of make-believe, then you'll be subjected to whatever the hell they want, and you'll do whatever the hell they want. So on Thanksgiving, it's important for us to think about, who is our God? Is it government in make-believe land, or is it the real God? Who are you thinking? Anyway, hope you guys are having a nice Thanksgiving out there in Slavelandia. Till next time, peace.